You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we say we don't know jack about something, we may not realize that we are tiptoeing up to taboo territory.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This week's question comes from our listener, Kaylin. Kaylin asks, if someone doesn't know anything, why do we say that they don't know jack? Who is Jack anyway? You know, I would like to know also, who is this Jack person?
And Jack is a generic person. That is actually what is happening with the Jack part of this. But what you really need to know to understand the expression, don't know Jack, is that Jack is a shortening from a compound. And the second part of the compound is a taboo word, which I would guess many people are thinking of right now. It's a word for excrement. And we could say Jack shoot.
That would be appropriate.
So that's where this Jack comes from. As I mentioned, the Jack part of it is from the use of the name Jack to refer to a common man. This is the same Jack that you get in a word like lumberjack. So a man who's working in that industry. You will find Jack meaning nothing with other verbs. So that doesn't mean Jack. I didn't see Jack. Can you do that?
No, I think I if I'm going to use it, it's going to be with no, you don't know.
All right. Can you know Jack? As in, I know Jack about that.
I personally don't say it, but I have heard people in the older set, let's say that.
And that's what's interesting about this expression is that to say, I don't know Jack about that, and I know Jack about that, mean the same thing. They mean that you don't know anything. Linguists are, of course, always interested in a word that can function that way, where it can mean nothing or anything, and the verb can be either positive or negative. Now, I have another expression I can use in this same field, which is, I don't know squat. Can you use that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Now, I will admit, I had not realized that I was in taboo territory here, too. Because once you start to think about it, you think, oh, yeah, squat, also related to excrement.
Wow. I'm going to have to let my mother know about that. She might not want to say it anymore.
And this use of squat to mean nothing or nothing at all is recorded as early as the 1930s, and it looks like it's a shortening from doodly squat or diddly squat. Can you use those?
No, but I have heard people use it. I'm familiar.
Oh, I can totally use it. I don't know diddly squat about that. So squat being a shortening from that, but all of this puts us in this taboo territory, but we're not actually using taboo words. So it's a way to talk about not knowing anything. It's an emphatic way to say it, and we can say it on the radio.
That's what they say, keeping your Sunday morning clean. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.